Guys, Genesis 1, we'll be reading from the AMP. All right? In the beginning, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing. Somebody say, from nothing. Come on, let's grab a hold of this. There was nothing that existed except God himself. And out of nothing, he says what? Let there be light. Okay, stay on the scripture, Michael. All right. The earth was formless and void, or a waste and emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, primeval oceans that covered the unformed earth. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the earth. And God said, let there be light, and light was. Amen? So saints, from the scripture, we see that from the beginning, as we know the beginning, there was never a beginning with God. He always existed. Amen? Amen. He was never created. He was always existing. Amen. He's known as the uncreated one who creates something from nothing. Amen. Oh, we're off to a great start tonight. Woo! From the beginning, as we know the beginning, God had a plan, saints. And God was tenacious as well. He was determined with his plan for the salvation of humanity. And reading from Genesis 1:1 through Genesis 1:31, you'll see what God created in that portion of scripture. All validates him as the uncreated one who created something simply by speaking a word. God had a plan and he was determined. They, and I include this, get this. This is when I start spitting. God had a plan and was determined. They, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, had a tenacity. Somebody say tenacity. Tenacity. They had a determination to provide everything man would need to live from God's prosperity from what he created. Hold on to prosperity. Get it deep in your spirit. Amen. From Adam and Eve to every generation after, the attributes, the distinguishing qualities of the triune of God's image, their likenesses were given to provide God's beloved with the ability. Oh, pabemeke. Oh, here we go. Provide God's beloved with the ability to accomplish what God created them to do for him and his kingdom in the earth. Amen. Come on, you were created by God. Saints, yeah, you came out of your father's loins and your mother's wombs and were formed and created, but God created you. Amen. He created you in his image. Amen. Amen. Determined. He was tenacious and determined for you to fulfill your spiritual destiny in the earth. Amen. Come on. So we're talking about provisions, the tenacity of God to bring provisions into the lives of his people. Amen. And so I want to target a couple of things here tonight and stay with us, please. So provisions that are created by God in the physical realm, or the realm which is a kingdom, explains a kingdom. The trees, the plants, the animals, the fishes, come on, the fishes that are contained in the oceans, the birds of the air, all created to reproduce of their kind. The resources that come from God's provision, the assets, the funds, the monies, understanding, knowledge, wisdom, the plans to and ideas to with skills and talents to succeed. Understanding with knowledge and wisdom, the ability to process knowledge for the greater gain. Come on, saints, for the greater gain to live in God's abundance 24/7. God makes that provision through his son with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. And we talk about this often. When these provisions are put into proper use, somebody say proper use. When done with a tenacity, a determination, goals are accomplished. Plans are completed. Desires are met and success is gained. We talked about this time and time again, and until we get raptured or whatever, however we get out of here. Hallelujah. We're going to repeat this time and time again, that all truth is parallel. The things in the physical realm are aligned with the things in the spiritual realm. They're similar and they're comparable. And when truth of the gospel is applied as the facts are presented, the evidence will support itself. Parallel truth in the realms of the spirit. We see provisions in the spiritual realm, in the kingdom. Kingdom of the spirit. Supernatural kingdom. Supernatural gifts. Spiritual blessings from God are given. Ephesians 1:3. And the gifts are profound. They're intense. They're far-reaching to do what they said, what God's word says they were created to do. To an unbeliever, they are uncommon. They are unfamiliar. But to the life of a believer, they should become common and should become very familiar. Every hour, come on, and every day. The gifts from God in operation, every hour, every day. The revelatory gifts, the gifts of wisdom, revelatory gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and discernment that are in you. Come on, functioning and operating when you lean into them, when you inquire of the Holy Spirit in a situation, something that crosses your path, you turn to the wisdom of God. Come on. Amen. You acquire and put into use the knowledge of God. And you ask for the discerning of spirit into that situation, knowing what's from God and what's not. The power gifts of faith in operation, where miracles will follow you as you believe, where healings will begin to manifest in the lives of others as you lay hands upon them and pray over them. Is somebody in the house? It's not just a Bible study. This is the reality of the life of a born-again, spirit-filled child of God. Can we get reckless in here tonight? Hallelujah. All I need is one person to agree with me. Hallelujah. And then the gifts of inspiration, prophecy, glossolalia, the speaking in tongues, the spiritual language that we just activated tonight in the house, the interpretations, the explanations, the meanings of what have been spoken in those tongues being released. The fruit of the Holy Spirit in operation every hour and every day. Galatians 5, 22, 23 explains it this way. The benefits, the fruit, the characteristics of Holy Ghost that is in you as a child of God. His love, his joy, his peace, his long-suffering, his gentleness, his goodness, his faith, his meekness, his temperance. Long-suffering. I didn't get an amen. I knew I wasn't going to end that. But here, praise God, here's the parallel truth, amen? When the supernatural gifts that come from God, networked with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, are put into use with God's character of tenacity and his determination in the life of a believer, goals are accomplished. Tasks and plans are completed. And your desires are met by God. The kingdom of God in their lives are revealed. Heaven's orders are in effect. Provisions from God's throne room of glory is done with tenacity. Somebody say tenacity. Yes. We want to get this deep in your spirit tonight. Tenacity and determination. And the cry for salvation's are heard, received, and given to whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord. That's tenacity. That's the determination of God that all come in to salvation. Can I throw something in your lap tonight? Yes. That same tenacity is in you. Yes. God has given you that same determination. Yes. To do what God's word says you can do in him and through him. Amen. There's no exceptions. Well, maybe, what about the apostle and the prophet? There's no exception. What about the evangelist, the preacher? There's no exceptions. What about the minister? There's no exceptions. It's all available to every born-again, spirit-filled child of the Son of the Living God. Amen. And so with this tenacity and this determination, heaven's deliverance sounds are in the atmosphere. Are you with us so far? Watch this. Hear this. Heaven's deliverance sounds is in the atmosphere with a roar from the line of the tribe of Judah as prison doors are opened, causing captives to be set free. The earth rings, echoes throughout the quarters of time with an orchestration, a theater of sound, the melody, the songs of worship networked with the praises unto God as healings take place in the lives of those whose faith rises to a supernatural level of expectancy with anticipation to receive what they have petitioned God for. Can we get a witness in the sanctuary of this house? Our lives cannot stay the same. Our lives have got to progress with what the Holy Spirit is doing. We have to be in tune, our ears inclined to the voice of God, getting our eyes off the circumstances and situations that are surrounding us, and got our eyes focused on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This development, this acceleration and progress of what the Spirit of God is doing in us and through us is for such a time as this. Amen. It's in this hour to where God has called you, raised you up. He's invested the life of His Son into every one of our lives. And that investment should be producing what the kingdom of heaven has to offer in the kingdom of the earth. Amen. In you and through you. Amen. No exceptions. Amen. No reasoning in the mind. No justifying because of circumstances and situations. It's a plain laid out plan of God for our lives. Amen? Yes. Jesus. Hallelujah. Seke brutomans. Kas isidi brutovaka. Father, my petition before you right now, my request, is that you take this prophetic release and that every word become spiritual seed to be planted in the fertile soil of our soul. That as it's released, Holy Spirit, we give you permission to activate, to cause those seeds to germinate, root themselves well, to produce the fruit of its kind. In Jesus' mighty name we ask. And the people in this house and online agree by saying, amen. Here's His heart to us tonight. Man, Abba's watching, man. He's got His eye on us tonight. Amen. And I'm always astounded by this, because when this comes to mind, I sit back and I have to take a breath. That God, the omnipotent one, He who is I am, the great I am, He who has created everything that exists, takes time out His busy schedule, keeping this whole universe active and in order, to take time to come into this sanctuary and reveal His heart to us. That's my daddy. Here's His heart. From this release sent from my throne room of glory comes a dispensation, a distribution of provision that is offered to you through my written word, a distribution and impartation of anointing with accuracy for the practical use to what is intended to be done in you and through you. You're going to hear from God tonight. We're going to sound like a parrot repeating this over and over and over. the Christ in you, working in you and working through you. Its intention, its purpose and plan is to raise your level, your degree of supernatural faith to a height that it has not been in the past. To see through the circumstances as they are in the physical realm, to understand what can be accomplished in the spiritual realm when faith is applied with tenacity and determination. As the days continue, allow Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Oh my God, somebody. Through every circumstance and situation, as you do, the unction, the anointing from Holy Spirit will serve you with purpose to eliminate all doubt and all unbelief that would be assigned by your enemies to stop you as to paralyze you from acting in faith to the uncommon things that will come across your path. To what looks uncommon in the physical, allow each opportunity to become a tool, a strategy with heaven's perspective, operating in you and through you to reveal the supernatural power of faith functioning from heaven's level in the earth. From today's unction, a release comes giving activation that when faith is applied, you will witness mountains being removed. Giants being slayed. The power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and the ability to open up prison doors to set captives free. From this impartation, I, the Lord, will give you a spine of steel, make your face as a flint, lift every burden off your shoulder, remove every obstacle of resistance, clearing the path that is in front of you to run this race with endurance and efficiency with the supernatural gift of faith in full operation, says the Spirit of the living God. Now, can you receive that tonight? Amen. Let God know you receive that by giving him praise. Tenacity, it's the quality or fact, it's the reality of being very determined and being persistent. Tenacity comes with perseverance, again, and determination. It strengthens the will of an individual. Amen. Do you get that? Yes. God's tenacity and determination will strengthen the very will that he has given us to do exactly what he's asking us to do. Tenacity brings a firmness. This is so good. Brings a firmness to resolve situations. No matter how complicated it may seem in the natural realm, it's not impossible for God to cause it to manifest in the spiritual realm to find its way into the natural or the physical realm. Amen? And so, we read in the scriptures that in the life of Moses, God was known to him as the great I am. And God put his tenacity in Moses, a determination to remove Israel from their 400 years of bondage to a spirit of Pharaoh. With God's tenacious character in Moses, he was led with the unction of the Holy Spirit. Come on, y'all know the story, standing at the Red Sea there? Huh? Moses makes a declaration and he begins to prophesy. Stand still before all of Israel. Over a million people, he says, stand still. Stand still. Somebody needs to hear this. Right now, you're in a situation, you need to just stand still and let God be God. Amen? Amen. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Exodus 14, 13. We told you we're going to get you involved here tonight. Amen? Turn to somebody and prophesy and say, stand still. You're about to see the salvation of God manifest in your life. Come on. Prophesy to each other. We are constantly and deliberately reiterating and speaking this over and over and over. And to whatever for whatever intention the enemy has to try to prevent you or hold you back from speaking prophetically into your lives, into your jobs, into your employers, come on, into your finances, come on, into your physical bodies. Whatever intention the enemy has had in the past, it ends tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And it's not even in the notes here, but I would say to you, by faith, I would say to you, when you leave here tonight, you're going to start doing those things that you never thought you would do before. Amen. You will begin to prophesy. Amen. That prophetic utterance coming out of your mouth will seem just like a normal conversation that you have every day. Amen. Come on, it will be automatic. Amen. What was uncommon will become common. Amen. God is going to familiarize you with his character and his nature. That you're going to walk this walk of faith. Come on. You're going to every day walk out, daily walk out your salvation. Daily walk out your healing. Daily walk out your deliverance. Come on. Daily walking in your provisions. Oh my God, the prophetic utterance is not just in the Bible to be a story. The evidence to every believer that the promises of God to him that are yes or amen are yes and amen unto you. Yes. The comrades of Daniel, his buddies, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were tenacious. They were persistent and determined not to bow to Nebuchadnezzar. Y'all know the story. With his commands to worship him, their faith was put to the test. That faith, which seemed natural, common to the physical eye, became supernatural and became uncommon under the people that were there. They were bound. They were tied up in their coats, their hosens, their hats, and their other garments. Everything that showed, that represented them, that gave them character of who they were as Hebrew children. All bound up. Ready to be destroyed. Now I want to give this to you. It's not thus saith the Lord, or verily, verily I say unto you. It's a paraphrase, all right? So I'll hear about it, and I don't want to hear about it. So they were bound, tied up in their coats, hosen, hats, and everything, the garments, everything that showed their identity as Hebrews, to be consumed, completely removed. But God says, not my chosen, not my beloved. Because of their tenacious character and their determination not to bow to another king, salvation came. Deliverance came, and it had its way towards them. The Bible tells us that, and you read the story. The furnace was heated up 7 times hotter. They were thrown in the furnace, and in fact, the Bible says that the handlers that came to throw them in the furnace were consumed by the heat of the fire. But it didn't consume Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then we read how the miraculous begins to take place. If we can pull it up on the screen, guys. Daniel 3:24. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste. And he spoke and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And then Nebuchadnezzar responds by saying, wait, lo, hold on. I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Here we see a tenacity and a determination from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that these men who would not subject themselves to the directions of another king kept them. Come on, kept them. The supernatural demonstration of God's love and power. And oftentimes we read these stories and say, oh, yeah. Oh, you know, I read it, I get it. But this is something the Spirit of God has taught me to do. And when I ask him to take me through the corridors of time, he'll position. You can stand there in that moment and experience the reality of what was taking place. Come on. For just a minute, consider this. Here, people are surrounding this furnace, and these three Hebrew children are subject to a death portion. Everything was executed, but nothing happened to them. What do you think happened to the crowd there? They walk out of that furnace unharmed? Come on, somebody. Masabraka. Because of God's tenacity and his determination to keep those three Hebrew children safe and sound, because they would not bow their knee to another king. Is somebody in the house? In that tenacious character of God and those boys not to bow to another king, God's provision for salvation is released, and those three Hebrew boys' lives were spared. Somebody say tenacious. Peter in Acts 2 is tenacious, determined to explain Pentecost so that there would be no confusion to what took place supernaturally. The infilling of the Holy Spirit. What happens? Tongues. The tongues are released. Prophetic releases are being spoken by Peter in Acts 2:42-47. And the early church was determined to continue to be tenacious, steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, with fellowship amongst each other, with the breaking of bread. And we're going to come to sliding into to home base on this right now, because we're going to line you up here tonight. God's going to line you up for an impartation. Mans cerebrokova sarabaka saraka. And the early church were determined to continue to be tenacious, steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, with fellowship amongst each other, with the breaking of bread and with prayer. In the life of Jesus, everything he was instructed to do by his Father in glory resulted from the tenacious nature given to him as a child, and development to its full maturity when he was baptized in the Jordan and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And every reader can bear witness to this incredible vision of tenacity, its character, and the power it has to accomplish the task that God puts before an individual. Again to the screen, saints. In Matthew 26, and we read the scriptures, and again, it's a personal thing with Brother Michael. When the Lord wants to reiterate something to me, he always takes me back to the four Gospels to examine the life of Jesus, because everything that we need to know God asked, the Father asked Jesus to do, is in those four Gospels. This is in the 11th hour before Jesus' accusers were coming to take him away and bind him and go through what he had to go through. And Jesus knew the will of the Father. He knew what he was going to have to endure. And so when we read in the scriptures here in the Gospels, we understand that Jesus himself, that same tenacity that always existed, that was of the Father, is now operating in the life of his Son. A tenacity and a determination not to do his will, come on, but to do the will of the Father. In verse 39, the Bible says that he, Jesus, went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible." Now, Jesus knew that with God, all things are possible. So why would he ask such a thing? He says, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless," here's the tenacity. Here's the determination that is in the life and the heart of Jesus as God's beloved Son. "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." The Bible tells us that three times Jesus petitioned his Father. He was tenacious, determined to know the will of the Father, determined to do the Father's will for the salvation and the redemption of humanity. That's how great, come on, that's how big God's heart is towards us as his sons and daughters. We can't comprehend it in this physical form. We can't comprehend it in the intellect of our mind. But a day will come. Oh my God, somebody slap me. But the day will come when every born-again, spirit-filled son and daughter of God will stand before God. Those of you watching online, hear this. Where we will come to know how grande, how big the Father's heart was towards us when we were on the earth. Amen? Jesus was determined not to allow anything from furthering his Father's kingdom in the earth. Okay. We got a little flip here. Tonight, and praise God, hallelujah, God's putting a stop on this. Tonight, once again, Holy Spirit is here on the scene to do what he's been sent to do in you and through you. There's a prophetic heart pounding right now, and it's the heart of Abba himself, ready to be released into your lives. This tenacious determination for Abba, from Abba, for us to know Jesus. Come on. Not as man says, but to know Jesus the way that he wants us to know him. It's not going to come through another sermon. Amen. It's going to come when you separate yourself to get alone with Abba. When you step into that quiet place, that secret place, where there's no distractions, no interruptions, to where you will hear Abba, you will hear your Heavenly Father speak into your ear with such clarity that there would be no question to what he's asking you to do. There will be such clarity in your spiritual eyesight to see, knowing that without doubt or unbelief, God is showing you what he wants you to do for him and for his kingdom. Okay. So I got a download the other day. I shared this with Pastor this evening. And when the Holy Spirit was given this, I had to sit back in my seat. And I know more is going to come from this, but can I release this to you tonight? Would you like to receive a gold nugget? When we read in the scriptures and it talks about how God instructed Moses to create a tabernacle. Are we good? And that everything in that tabernacle, and Fred's done a study on this, he shared this with us before as well, that everything that was designated by Abba, by God, under Moses, to create that tabernacle, everything about it was to reflect the life of Jesus. Everything. The wood, the all the symbols, equipment on the within the inner court, everything from the outer courts to the very inner courts of that tabernacle was all reflected or symbolic of the life of Jesus. It's a whole study in itself. In fact, Apostle Cal Cook does a great teaching. It goes on for days and teaching on that. All that to say this. So when God was given this download, we know that around the tabernacle on the outside, it's called the outer courts. Are we good?
Yes.
Holy Spirit, I need your help right now. So on the outer courts, in the spirit, we understand the outer courts. That's the activities where the enemy has a field day. In the outer courts, coming against the minds of God's people, coming against the lives of God's people. Amen. We see this in the explanation. That outer court experience is where all the gossip takes place. Come on, all the lying, all the cheating, all the seduction and all those things in the outer courts, right? And the enemy has access to that. He also has access into the inner courts where the people of God come with their sacrifices to put them before God. He has access. Okay, that's it. Praise the Lord. He has got caught up in the moment. So he has access to the outer courts, but he also has access to the inner courts where you and I can go. But there's a place, and I pray this goes deep in your spirit, there's a place where the enemy cannot gain access to. Where you and I, as born again, spirit-filled sons and daughters of the living God, have access to. And it is in the Holy of Holies. And if you ask God, because we've been there, I would like to have gone there more than I have. But if you ask God, he'll take you by your hand. And he'll ask, he'll escort you into that holy place. And when you enter in, you will witness the agape of God. You'll witness the shalom, the peace of God. You'll get a little glimpse of his mercy, a little glimpse of his grace. Whew. You will understand his compassion towards you. Amen. Hallelujah. The one place that the enemy cannot gain access to, but you, as a son and daughter of living God, can gain access to be alone with God. And I'm telling you, saints, you get in that place, there's no distractions, no interruptions, just open communication between you and your Creator. Amen. And in that place, can I tell you this? In that place, he delights. He delights to have you in his presence in that place. Amen? Okay. Woo, I told you we're going to get reckless. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, and there's more to this, but the Lord's leading me to put a stop to this. And those of you joining online, please receive this as well. If your petition, those of you in the house, if your request to God is for a more pronounced provision, a desire for greater tenacity, perseverance, determination to operate with the gifts from God, networked with the fruit of the Holy Spirit to build God's kingdom in the earth, in you and through you. If your petition, your request to God for more boldness to increase, to speak and act on every assignment God gives you, I'm going to ask you to get in line, and we're going to pray for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? You can get in line. Amen? Let me get in. Go ahead, get in line here. Those of you that are online with us today, those of you that are in line with us today, I pray that you receive this tonight, and then as this word is being released, that you would get before God and cause for that activation to take place, for a greater tenacity and a greater determination to operate and function as the Spirit of God would lead you to function. So we today, in the name of Jesus, we release the Aaronic blessing. That the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, that the Lord be gracious to you, that the Lord himself would lift up his countenance upon you, and that the Lord would give you his peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you, appreciate you, and we will see you when we see you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Go ahead, let's go. Go ahead, go down this way. Come on. Come on. Let's come in order here. And I promise, as we said before, I'll stay till 4 o'clock in the morning for every one of you to get prayed for in Jesus' mighty name. And my brother and sister, are you a couple? This couple here? Are you a couple? Come on up. And as you're standing in line, I'm going to ask you to be reverent to the Holy Spirit. And I promise I will pray for every one of you here in Jesus' mighty name. Join Brother Michael. Join the Holy Spirit as you hear tonight. And as you're standing in line, be reverent to the Holy Spirit. And in the same way that you would desire for God to speak to you here tonight prophetically, pray for those who are coming up, that as God would minister to them, to hear what God has to say to them and for them. Would you do that with us tonight? Thank you.